So are you ready
for your show?
Hola familia, buenas noches. Un domingo más estamos dispuestos a abrir las puertas del Underground Garage y despedir el fin de semana con una sonrisa y las pilas bien cargadas. Esta noche se celebra, por lo visto, el día de San Valentín. No sé cómo te lo habrás montado hoy y en todo caso poco me importa, no quiero ser indiscreto. Pero Little Steven ha preparado una velada a nuestra medida. Rock and roll, mafia, sí, ha sido bien, mafia y un poco de historia. Y cómo no, la canción más chula de la semana. Yo soy Carlos Medina y te doy las gracias por acompañarnos un domingo más en esta aventura. Si te parece, dejamos aparcadas las palabras por un rato y comenzamos a mover un poco las caderas. Le damos las buenas noches a nuestro guitarrista favorito y lo hacemos, cómo no, con música. Ellos son The Electrical Flag, interpretando una versión del clásico de Howling Wolf, Killing Floor. Comienza el Underground Garage, aquí en Rock FM. Buenas noches.
I speak tonight for the dignity of man and the destiny of man. I urge every member of both parties
a long time ago. Yes, I should have quit you, baby, a long time ago. You know I wouldn't be here now, people, down on the killing floor. If I'd have listened to my second mind, yes, if I had listened my second mind, you know I wouldn't be here now, people, down on the killing floor. We'll be right back.
Well, well, what do you know? Here it is, another St. Valentine's Day. Now, what comes immediately to mind are two thoughts. Falling in love and the murderous slaughter of a bunch of guys in Chicago. What strikes me is how similar the two things are. Sure, we've all fallen for a dame or two, and what did it get us? A few laughs, a memory or two, and a couple of nights out of the cold and rain. Love? Yeah, sure, as long as you're buying. But don't ever show your cards. Once you do that, you're playing their game. You like games, you say. Well, the only problem in this game is the rules never stop changing. Offer them the world, they laugh in your face. Communicate total callous disregard and the dance begins. All you can do is enjoy the good times when you stumble into them. But don't plan for them, or look for them, or even hope for them. They'll happen when you least expect it. Just keep your eyes clear and your gun loaded, and it'll happen. But no matter how prepared you might be, or how much you tell yourself you don't care, the fact is you do. You get in, and you can't get out. Sooner or later, you're gonna end up with your hands against the brick wall, your back turned, and your last thought being, how did I get here? I don't deserve this. Or do I? As the bullets rip into your flesh and blow a thousand holes through your heart. Welcome to the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Love songs, nothing but love songs.
We'll be right back. special you want to tell me, kid?
Yes, sir. It's all set for this Thursday, Mr. Capone. In the morning, around 10:30, we got a nice Valentine all ready to deliver.
Valentine? Hey, that's right. This Thursday's Valentine's Day. Ain't that a hot one? A Valentine for a bug. Say, Jack, just make sure it's a great big red Valentine, huh?
Ken Chiodini from the Hate Bombs laying a St. Valentine's Day massacre on you, courtesy of Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Better. Being young is all it's cracked up to be. The dream of youth. We remember it as a time of nightingales and valentines. And what are the facts? Maladjustment, near idiocy, and a series of low comedy disasters. That's what youth is. I don't see how anyone survives it.
Tell Mom and Dad that their little boy Jimmy was engaged in sexual activity just before he died. And according to the medical examiner, he had enough alcohol in his blood to marinate him. And his last romance? According to the gouges on his face, you wouldn't call it Jack and Jill went up the hill, would you?
Explain yourself to me, because I knew the man and wife trying to start a family. I'm begging you, baby, cut out that off-the-wall jive. If you can't treat me no better, it got to be your funeral and my tribe. When I and your wife got together, it was on one Friday night. We spent two lovely hours together, and the world knew it was all right. I'm just begging you, baby, please cut out that off-the-wall jive. You know you gotta treat me better if If you don't, it's got to be your funeral and my tribe. All right. The Lord made the world and everything was in it. The way my baby loves is a solid sinner. She can love to heal the sick, and she can love to raise the dead. You might think I'm joking, but you better believe what I say. I'm begging you, baby, cut out that off-the-wall jive. If you got to treat me better, got to be your funeral, my tribe.
Welcome to the Underground Garage. We started our St. Valentine's Day Massacre with Howlin' Wolf's Killin' Floor, as interpreted by the Electric Flag. From their super cool debut, A Long Time Coming, Mike Bloomfield, Harvey Brooks, Nick Gravenites, Barry Goldberg, Buddy Miles, and the gang. Our first set started with Murder Incorporated, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, released as a bonus track on the Greatest Hits Collection, Columbia 1995. One Hit to the Body was one of the very cool recent Rolling Stones cuts. Anything after Exile on Main Street is recent. The album was Dirty Work. Contemporary Garage from the legendary Hate Bombs, Hunt You Down, from the album of the same name, 1999. Get it from DionysusRecords.com. Australian Garage Punk from Radio Birdman, Murder City Nights from Radio's Appear on Sire, 1978. Written by Dennis Tech. Produced by John Sayers and Charles Fisher and Alec Ford Miller, but you can call him Sonny Boy Williamson. Your Funeral, My Trial. That's as close as Sonny Boy came to a love song. The celebration of St. Valentine's Day. Robert Jr. Lockwood on guitar. Very important cat. Probably the last direct connection to Robert Johnson. Robert Johnson lived with his mother for a while. That's why they started calling him Robert Jr. You'll see it incorrectly, Robert Lockwood Jr. But the proper use is Robert Jr. Lockwood. It's St. Valentine's Day, baby. Love songs, nothing but love songs.
Sigues en Rock FM y esto es el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Esta noche enfocaremos el día de San Valentín de una forma un tanto distinta. Y lo digo porque recordaremos una historia, tristemente famosa, que tenía a la mafia de Chicago y el día de San Valentín como elementos fundamentales. Pero antes, seamos políticamente correctos, aunque sea por un ratito. ¿Sabes por qué se celebra el día de San Valentín? Pues bien, hay muchas historias al respecto, pero esta noche nos quedaremos con la que más le gusta al guitarrista de Springsteen. Una propuesta es que San Valentín fue un sacerdote que ejercía en Roma en época de Claudio II. Este emperador decidió prohibir el matrimonio para los soldados, pues pensaba que lucharían mejor los jóvenes solteros que no tuviesen ataduras familiares. A San Valentín no le pareció muy bien esta idea, el decreto que firmó Claudio II, y decidió casar a los soldados que quisieran, en secreto, claro está. En estas que el emperador Claudio se enteró y decidió encerrar a San Valentín. Se cuenta que el oficial encargado de encarcelarle, de nombre Asterius, quiso ridiculizarle en público, de modo que le animó a que devolviese la vista a una hija suya que había nacido invidente. Valentín aceptó y le devolvió la vista. A pesar de ello, permaneció preso y finalmente fue martirizado y ejecutado en el año 270. fue un 14 de febrero y desde aquel día fue considerado como el patrón de los enamorados. Cuando quieras, Little.
Welcome back to the Underground Garage Day Massacre. So I know what you're wondering. Who was that Valentine cat? And did he have a piece of the greeting card action or what? Well, there's a bit of confusion since three different martyred saints named Valentine are recognized by the Catholic Church. But here's the story we like. Valentine was a 3rd century priest serving under Emperor Claudius II. And Claudius decided single men made better soldiers, so he outlawed marriage for anybody under 25. And here's Claudius doing everybody a favor, and how do they thank him? Valentine starts sneaking around and secretly marrying the idiots. But of course he gets busted, and while he's in prison, he falls in love with the jailer's daughter. A saucy, naughty girl, no doubt. Right before he's beheaded, which definitely cured the whole love thing, he writes her a passionate love letter and signs it, "From Your Valentine." That was it. 1 million cornball greeting cards were born. Now, since he was whacked in the middle of February, 270 AD or so, the Catholic Church, never want to miss an opportunity, decide to do what they always did. Co-opt a pagan holiday and make it their own. In this case, it was Lupercalia, the festival of fertility run by the Luperci, the Brotherhood of the Wolf. Somewhere in the deepest part of the woods, young men would be smeared in sacrificial blood and whip the young girls with goatskin straps to ensure their fertility in the coming year. Then in 494 AD, Bishop Gelasius, soon to be Pope, replaces Lupercalia with the Feast of the Purification of the Virgin, Candlemas. There they go again, like usual, ruining all the fun.
What you trying to do to my heart? What you trying to do to my heart?
You going, Barbara?
No, Uncle Mac. A new man has come into my life, and I'm going to stay here in New York to see what it is about him that intrigues me so.
Oh, what's he like?
Oh, he's big and strong, and he's the kind of a man that tells women what to do and makes them like it. In fact, he told me that if I didn't behave, he'd paddle my canoe, and he'll do it.
Stays quiet. I got more shopping to do.
I finished.
What'd you get, Ann?
Stationery set, some paper and envelopes, leather binding.
Joe, you'll never learn.
Well, what's the matter?
No woman wants a stationery set. Get her something personal.
Well, it's got her initials on it.
No, no. You want something more sentimental, romantic.
What'd you get, Faye?
It's different in her case.
What'd you get, Faye?
Sewing machine.
That's romantic.
Well, there's no way.
Why don't you buy her a catcher's mitt?
Psychic friend, show me a sign. Man, I need a friend. Find me a fortune teller. Hi, this is Darlene Love, and you're with Lil Steven in the Underground Garage. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Now that's my second favorite holiday, after Christmas, of course.
He hit me, and it felt like a kiss. He hit me, but it didn't hurt me. He couldn't stand to hear me say that I'd been with someone new. And when I told him I had been untrue, I could have never made.
We started that set with the Rascals and You Better Run, written by Felix and Eddie. It don't get no cooler than them. Lipstick on Your Collar was the Saints. And their first album, not sure it was on there when it first came out, but I think it's a bonus track now, from 1976, 77, somewhere in there. Fortune Teller was the Shelters, brand new band out of L.A. That from their debut EP, co-produced by Tom Petty, and it's a very cool record. And the Crystals, at their most politically incorrect, He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss. Lord have mercy. Jerry Geffen and Carole King, obviously smoking something, and I believe that's Darlene Love singing the vocal. Gotta remember to ask her about that. And Lou Reed with his most famous love song, Vicious, the Transformer album produced by David Bowie and Mick Ronson, 1972. It's the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, celebrating love, the most violent of emotions.
Sigues en el Underground Garage de Rock FM. Esta noche estamos celebrando el Día de San Valentín, pero a la manera de Little Steven. Era apropiado recordar un posible origen de esta festividad contando la historia de San Valentín, pero una vez hechas las presentaciones pasamos a celebrar nuestro propio Día de San Valentín. Y para ello, toca remontarse al 14 de febrero de 1929, más concretamente a la ciudad de Chicago. Aquellos fueron momentos especialmente violentos entre las diferentes familias mafiosas que operaban entonces. La ley seca era una realidad y esto dio pie a encarnizadas luchas por el control de la distribución ilegal de alcohol. En este escenario nos encontramos con dos familias cuyos líderes eran Bugs Moran, por un lado, y Al Capone, por el otro. Aquel 14 de febrero de 1929, cerca de las 10:30 de la mañana, un grupo de hombres liderados por Moran llegaron a un almacén para recoger un cargamento de alcohol. Al aparecer, fueron sorprendidos por la policía, que llegaron acompañados de un coche sin identificación visible. Esta situación hizo sospechar a los hombres de Moran, pues estos habían sobornado a la policía para operar libremente en aquel sitio. Aún así, siguieron las indicaciones de los agentes y se situaron de frente a la pared. Allí mismo fueron acribillados a balazos por los gángsters, disfrazados de policías y por las personas que les acompañaban, 5 ejecutores en total, que perpetraron lo que se vino a conocer como la masacre del Día de San Valentín. Así se las gasta Little Steven. Dale, maestro.
The SMC Cartage Company was at 2122 North Clark Street in Chicago. George Bugs Moran was expecting a shipment of smuggled Canadian whiskey from Detroit. In the warehouse that day were Johnny May, an ex-safecracker who had been hired as an auto mechanic and who kept his dog tied to the bumper of the truck he was working on that St. Valentine's Day, 1929. Frank and Pete Guzenberg were waiting for the shipment, as was James Clark, Moran's brother-in-law, Adam Heyer, Al Weinschenk, and a young optometrist named Reinhard Schwimmer, who had befriended Moran and just liked hanging around gangsters. But Bugs was late that day. He came around the corner and saw 3 cops and 2 plain clothes get out of a cop car and move into the warehouse. He assumed it was a shakedown, but as he took cover, he heard the machine gun. The cops were Al Capone's boys, led by Machine Gun McGurn. They lined the Moran gang up against the wall and blasted away. It would be the beginning of the end of the Capone era, even though he was in Miami when it went down. Everybody knew it was him. The public's love affair with what they'd seen as a colorful, cartoon-like character ended that day. Like the Lexington Hotel, where Capone kept the 5th-floor suite, the warehouse was torn down and is now a fenced-in area with 5 trees, the middle one marking the spot where they bought it. An entrepreneur bought the 417 bricks, bullet holes and all, and started selling them for $1,000 each. But everyone who bought one returned it. every buyer was suddenly struck with extremely bad luck, illness, financial ruin, divorce, and death. Passers-by still hear strange sounds as they walk past the five trees late at night. Distant screams, the hollow sound of machine gun fire, and the echoed howling of Johnny May's dog.
Boys want to pick up a little money tonight. At the University of Illinois, they're having, you should pardon the expression, a St. Valentine's dance.
We'll take it.
You got it. $6 a man. Be on the campus at Urbana at 8 o'clock.
All the way to Urbana for a one-night stand?
It's $12. We can get one of the overcoats at a hawk.
Calendar. Am I still the late night call? When lover standing. Who'll be the last lover standing? Who'll be the last lover standing? Come St. Valentine's Day.
Tell me, Capone, where did you ever get the guts to come back to this town?
What are you talking about? This is my town, remember? I belong here. I ain't done nothing wrong.
You've done everything, from assault and battery to murder.
Oh, officer, on my honor, I never murdered anybody.
Uh-huh. What about Mac Keeley? What about the St. Valentine's Day Massacre?
What about it? I was in Florida the whole time.
Sure, Mac Keeley was your buddy. Moran's gang were all your friends. You were miles away, a dozen witnesses. Only now you don't bother to use some punks from a local pool hall. No, you surround yourself with fine, upright citizens. But you set everything up, Al. You set it up and your torpedoes pull the triggers.
Funny crack I can think of would have to come from her.
Yeah? What's that? If she said yes.
You on to war the way you
treat each other really makes me feel real. Cause if you wanna fight, then you're just dying to get killed. I wanna destroy you. I wanna destroy you. A box upon the media and everything you read. They tell you your opinions and they're very good indeed. I wanna destroy you. And when I have destroyed you, I'll come picking at your bone. And you won't have a single atom left to call you.
Started that set with the howling of Johnny May's dog, a sound which reportedly can still be heard late at night at the site of the massacre. Hush, Deep Purple's coolest record. Richie Blackmore at his absolute best, playing that very fuzzy, cool guitar. John Lord at his best, playing that B3. This record originally released, I believe, on the Tetragram label in the U.S. Whose label was that? That's right, Bill Cosby. The Magnificent Dave Clark 5 with Bits and Pieces, one of their 15 top 20 hits from 64 to 67. Amazing sound, the most powerful drums ever recorded.
Former coolest song in the world, St. Valentine's Day Massacre, by the Twilight Zones, from the soundtrack of Not Fade Away, and it is on vinyl. Get it from Abco. Fabulous package. Andrew Lou Goldham liner notes and all. Yeah. Sean McGarrow singing, the lead actor from the movie, and Jack Houston singing background. Jack, the half-faced guy from Boardwalk Empire. If you want to see his whole face, I suggest you go see Not Fade Away. It's worth seeing, both Jack's face and the movie.
Transvision Vamp's love song, The Bugs Moran. Bad Valentine, written by Mickey Sayre and produced by Duncan Bridgman. Former coolest song of the world, I Want to Destroy You, from the Soft Boys, re-released on this very cool collection, Children of Nuggets. They did a terrific job on this stuff. The packaging is amazing and quite definitive in their choices of who to include. And one of Burt Burns' many classics, Killer Joe by the Rocky Fellas. Five Filipino brothers somehow found their way to Burt Burns. Lucky them. We're going to reload and be back.
Un domingo más, detenemos la maquinaria del Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM para disfrutar tranquilamente de un clásico del show. En esta ocasión, nuestro pequeño Steven ha decidido barrer para casa. Y bueno, está en su derecho. Es más, nos encanta que lo haga. Recibimos a Bruce Springsteen y la E Street Band como protagonistas de la canción más chula de la semana. Disfrutamos juntos de una de las canciones que se incluyen en The Ties That Bind de River Collection, una caja conmemorativa de la publicación de aquel fantástico disco de River, Little White Lies. Dale, Stevie, cuando quieras.
Coolest song in the world this week comes from Asbury Park, New Jersey. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
With both had no place to go, I remember how my heart beat when I want adventure. I want romance.
Ned, there's no such thing as adventure. There's no such thing as romance. There's only trouble and desire.
Trouble and desire?
That's right. And the funny thing is, when you desire something, you immediately get in trouble. And when you're in trouble, you don't desire anything at all.
I brought wondrous people together.
Do we know any of the matches you've made, the successful ones, say?
Well, Madame Curie.
Madame and Dr. Curie?
No, Madame Curie and Benjamin Franklin.
Now, just a moment, there's no record of Benjamin Franklin and Madame Curie ever having been... Oh, well, sir, I see. I don't want to go into that. I don't want it to go into that.
What do you think, he flew a kite all night?
No kidding, I'm ready to fight. I've been looking for my baby all night. If I get her in my sight, boom, boom, out go the light. I thought I was treating my baby fair. Now she's getting all in my hair. And if I get her in my sight, boom, boom, out go the light. Thank you.
go the light. Never been so mad before. Turn around, out, you ain't mine no more. If I get up in my sight, boom, boom, out go the light.
Gave him a valentine because I felt sorry for him.
Ah, sweet pity. Where would my love life have been without it?
What do you say to a boy to let him know you're not interested?
Well, honey,
Me handle this, Marge. I've heard them all. I like you as a friend. I think we should see other people. I know speak English.
I get the idea.
I'm married to the sea. I don't want to kill you, but I will.
Honey, I tell this boy that you're very flattered, but you're just not ready for this kind of thing.
Thanks, Mom.
And if that doesn't work, six simple words. I'm not gay, but I'll learn.
That set with our coolest song in the world this week, Little White Lies. Yeah, baby, from The Ties That Bind, The River Collection, the second album of outtakes from my favorite album. So altogether, it's like two double albums in this package. It's unbelievable. And all kinds of cool goodies. Concert from 1980. Great interview with Bruce. And fun things like that. I suggest you get the physical package, of course. Being old school, more fun to, you know, look at. Little White Lies, our coolest song in the world this week.
The Kinks. Romance comes and goes, but the world keeps going round. From their third album, The Kink Controversy, written by Ray Davies and produced by Shel Talmy. Boom, boom, out go the lights. Yes, a little romantic interaction from the greatest harmonica player that will ever live, but by all reports, not exactly Gandhi. That scar above his nose always kind of gave it away. Little Walter, Chess Records, 1955. Died in a street fight, so yeah, that's where that's at. And Iggy Pop and James Williamson, Kill City, originally from Bomp. Yeah, Greg Shaw's label. Soupy Sales, two sons, Tony and Hunt, are on that record. We got more chart busters on the way, baby. And they all have bullets.
Say hello to my little friend!
Don't move.
Sigues en Rock FM y estás escuchando el Underground Garage de Little Steven. No sé si habrás celebrado el día de San Valentín o no. Bueno, tampoco creas que quiero meterme en tu vida, pero ¿sabías que en China se conoce como la Noche de los Siete? Popularmente llamado como el Día Chino del Amor o el Festival del Doble Siete, se celebra en el séptimo día del séptimo mes lunar, acorde con el calendario chino. Esa noche se puede contemplar el encuentro de dos estrellas, fruto del cual existen diferentes mitos en la tradición popular china. Este año se celebrará el 9 de agosto. En Bolivia, por ejemplo, el Día de los Enamorados se festeja el 21 de septiembre, en el primer día de la primavera. En fin, cada cual celebra cómo y cuando le viene en gana. Estamos llegando al final del show de esta noche, así que tampoco voy a enrollarme mucho más. Casi mejor que lo haga Little Steven. Dale, maestro, todo tuyo.
This just in. Shops in Saudi Arabia are nearing a deadline to ensure they are not selling goods marking Valentine's Day. Shops and other outlets, such as restaurants, are officially banned from marking Valentine's Day, in which lovers traditionally exchange cards and gifts. All shop displays, such as red roses, have to be removed by the end of Wednesday. A Saudi newspaper has written, "The authority for enjoining good and preventing evil has given retail outlets 3 days to rid themselves of Valentine's Day paraphernalia. Patrols have been organized to enforce the ban, and teachers have been instructed to warn pupils not to wear red, the color associated with Valentine's Day. Meanwhile, in India, Valentine's Day is becoming more popular among the young, and last year the Hindu Shiv Sena party took part in violent protests against it, calling it cultural pollution from the West, burning Valentine's cards, and labeling the 14th of February a cultural invasion. A BBC correspondent in Delhi says police will be watching closely to make sure nobody kisses anybody or shows any signs of Western-style affection. Now this. We'll be right back.
you don't like me seeing Leo because you're jealous. Admit that you've got a heart, even though it may be small and feeble, and you can't remember the last time you used it.
If I'd known we were going to cast our feelings into words, I'd have memorized the Song of Solomon.
Maybe that's why I like you, Tom. I never met anybody made being a son of a bitch such a point of pride. Though one day you'll pay the price for it.
Okay, Bernie. But until then, let's get Stinko.
Let's do something else first.
I saw walking down the street. He jumped down, he knocked it off the feet. And then I knew it was the end of her. Skinny kill that girl. Skinny kill that girl. Skinny kill that girl tonight. Skinny kill that girl, hey. Skinny kill that girl, hey. Skinny kill that girl tonight, tonight. When I saw her walking down the street, paused and still and skipped a beat. Then he knocked her on the floor, but he wanted just a little bit more. Hey, skinny kill that girl, hey. Skinny kill that girl, hey. Skinny kill that girl tonight. Skinny kill that girl. Hey, skinny kill that girl. Hey, skinny kill that girl tonight. When I saw her walking down the street, paused and still and skipped the beat. Then he knocked her on the floor, but he wanted just a little bit more. I saw a light on the street. He jumped and he knocked her off her feet. And then I knew it was the end of her. Hey, skinny kill that girl. Hey, skinny kill that girl. Hey, skinny kill that girl tonight, tonight. Hey, skinny kill that girl. Hey, skinny kill that girl. Hey, skinny kill that girl tonight. Walking down the street, my heart stood still and skipped a beat. Then he knocked her on the floor, but he wanted just a little bit more.
There will be no more tempting of the woman by the devil and no banishment from the paradise on earth. It's got to be. A revolution of love is the positive answer. Banishment of war and the bomb is only a negative answer. And there have been revolutions of love before, accomplished always by some isolated individual like Casanova, Valentino, Sinatra. But now the intensity and the need is such that there are more than one. It's not a vain and self-centered thing, but it spreads.
My engine won't be steam, and I was grinding at you hard to fast. I was burning down the rail to heat the weight, hauling ass and riding up the track. And I laughed at the conductor who was telling me my coal would never last. When the fire in my boiler quit before I came, there ain't no empty cell, I need a gone damn flame. Once was at a time when I could mama shave on dry and raise a few old ice down ship. Waiting at the station with the heavy loaded sack, saving up and holding just to spit. Shooting a supply from my demon's eye, instead of waiting for time to hope I will. When the fire in my boiler up and quit before I came, there ain't no empty cell, I need a gone dead train. Yes, a gone dead
sell a needle gone dead train. Yes, a gone dead train. Got to help the bird. You know it's a gone dead train. You got to teach it to learn. You know it's a gone.
Day.
It's Mystery Date, the thrilling new Milton Bradley game of romance and mystery that's just for you. And you, and you, and you. Mystery Date, will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream or a dud?
Oh!
Fun and surprises, that's Mystery Date. Remember, Milton Bradley makes the best games in the world. So, girls,
open the door for your mystery date.
Get Mystery Date.
Gown,
But here you are now. Gas, food, lodging, poverty, misery, and gardenia. You could be burned at the stake for all your mistakes, mistakes, mistakes.
She's not a girl who misses much. Oh yeah. She's well acquainted with the touch of the velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. The man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust.
By the way, I understand people wanting to get, you know, violent if they're hanging around watching celebrity figure skating, things like that. That'll make you want to get right into that forensic lab and check out some blood and guts immediately. And speaking of CSI and homicide and law and order and criminal minds and numbers and bones and I don't know what else. Psychotic Reaction from the Count 5 sums it all up. That had to be on Double Shot Records, 1966. And a Valentine from the Ramones, Queen Style, You're Gonna Kill That Girl. From the Ramones, Leave Home. One of my favorite movies of all time was a flick called Performance. And the main song was Gone Dead Train, sung by Randy Newman and written by Jack Nitzsche, who did the whole soundtrack. And the legendary Russ Titelman. Very influential, that movie. If you haven't seen it, check that out.
Gardenia, Iggy Pop. Yeah, baby, the album is coming. Post-pop depression. Josh Homme producing and co-wrote it with Iggy and the gang. Cool stuff.
John Lennon said he saw it on a bumper sticker and wrote Happiness is a Warm Gun for the White Album, 1968. Raise the glass, baby. let's toast old Saint Valentine, who gave his head so we could get some.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank our presenting sponsor, the Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Hotels, and Casinos Worldwide. We want to thank Voice of America, Jimmy Bertel, which goes to all over the not-so-free world. And we want to thank American Forces Radio, where we are in 177 countries. Yeah, that's Curtis Eckstein and Thomas Arnholt. Thank you, Curtis and Tommy. Don't forget, if you're up there in, what town's that in?
Rochester!
Thank you, Jack. If you're up there in Rochester, go visit Andy Babuke, or you can reach him, of course, the modern way, Andy Babuke's fabgear.com. But go to the joint itself, which is very cool. Andy Babuke's Fab Gear.
Allow me. I'm a bit of a famous mimic in my own small way, you know. James Cagney. Hello there, this is the famous Ringo here, Gear Fab. What is it that I can do for you, as it were, Gear Fab?
Not a bit like Cagney.
Yeah, that Scotland Yard always gets it wrong. Not Gear Fab, it's Fab Gear. And if somebody gets you a radio station for your birthday, call up Andy Denmark and Lori Logan at unitedstations.com, and then you can broadcast this radio show. Go to undergroundgarage.com for various contests, and you can check out the archives of some 600 shows or so. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/undergroundgarage. Follow us on Twitter at littlesteven_UG. I know I've been not tweeting lately, but I got to get back to it. I promise I will. At Stevie Van Zandt. I want to thank our inevitable producer, Dennis Mortensen, our coordinating producer, Jeremy Tufano, and I want to thank Alan Freed, without whom we would not be here. Thank you all out there. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment.
Bueno, familia, hasta aquí el Underground Garage de esta noche, en el que hemos celebrado a nuestra manera el día de San Valentín. Ya te dije que cada uno celebra cómo y cuándo le viene en gana. Hemos recordado un poco los orígenes de la festividad, alguna curiosidad en torno a ella y también esa triste masacre del día de San Valentín el 14 de febrero del 29 en la ciudad de Chicago. Yo soy Carlos Medina y espero que hayas disfrutado de un buen rato de radio. Y como siempre, te emplazo a que nos encontremos el domingo que viene, en 7 días, aquí en Rock FM, en el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Hasta entonces, te deseo una fantástica semana. Un abrazo. Little. Buenas noches, compañero.